Aleishu Chelek Aleph Daf Ein Hey. This is the fourth chapter now. Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. Shimush means, in the most literal sense, a serving, attending to, being the attendant, the personal. In a broader sense, it means intimate contact with, beyond the confines of the base midrash. It's a constant contact with, an intimate relationship with a Talmid Chacham. Says the Rambam, Perek Dalet of Hilchos Din Halacha Aleph, Umoyshe somach li Yeshua bayad. Moshe Rabbeinu leaned on Yeshua with his hand, she'nemar, the pasuk says, Vayismoich yadav alav vayitzaveu. He placed his hands upon him and he instructed him. Vechen ha-shivim zekinim. So to the shivim zekinim, Moshe Rabbeinu semacha, Moshe Rabbeinu leaned on them, v'sharasa alem shechina. And then the divine presence rested upon them, and as we know, they prophesied. Those zekinim in turn leaned on others, and so too the others. V'nimtzu ha-semuchin ish mipi ish ad beis dino shel Yehoshua v'ad beis dino shel Moshe Rabbeinu. So that those who had smicha throughout the ages could trace it back to the beis din of Yehoshua and onwards to beis din of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the author, yesh lehavin lama hoisif ha-Rambam v'sharasa le-mashchina. That phrase in the Rambam stands out, that Moshe Rabbeinu leaned on the 70 elders, v'sharasa le-mashchina, the divine presence rested upon them. He's describing halachotas over here. Delichua ein ze me'inyan ha-smicha. The Rambam wants to tell us the mechanism of smicha and the authority that is bestowed. Why does he have to tell us this particular detail? Uv hechrach kavanos olomar. Necessarily, we have to say that the Rambam's intent is ki zehu derech hashuas ha-shechina al-ziknes el-bidor doir. This is the way that the Shechina rests upon the leaders of Klal Yisrael from generation to generation. There's no other mechanism. It's the power of Gdol Yisrael, so to speak, to hand over the divine presence to the next generation. That's really what smicha is. Niflamoy, this is a remarkable idea. Once we've understood this point, a particular passage in the Siddur takes on added significance. We say every morning, V'chulam mekabelim aleihem oil malchus shamayim. This is talking about the malachim. They accept o malchus shamayim ze mize, one from the other. V'noisenim reshuze. Then they hand it over. They convey this to someone else. Lakdish liyitzram benachas suach. Chidush gadol shemolam lo shamanu kimase. In these words in the Siddur, there is a tremendous chidush. Tamid anu shumim al kabolas ol malchus shamayim. This phrase is so common. We hear it all the time. Kabolas ol malchus shamayim. Aval ha'im amadnu pam al kach. Have you ever investigated? Mimi mekablim oise. From whom do you receive this? Vezeh haloi hu mashmus. That's really the literal meaning of the expression. Shim yesh mekabel yesh gam nesen. If there's kabola, receiving, there's nesina. Somebody has to give it. From whom? O mimi mekablim ol malchus shamayim. Who does one receive it from? Hagra mevair kan, the Goyin in his Siddur explains, ki gavoya me'al gavoya shemer ugvoyim alehem. There are ever greater levels of malachim. Kloima, the author says, kol malach mekabel me'as agavoya mimenu. Each malach receives this ol machush shamayim from a greater malach, menosen reshus lakatamin, and then conveys that onwards to a smaller malach. Now we can understand. There's a commonality here, a common denominator between the malachim and the talmidei chachamim. Soid hashra'as hashchinat zeshneim. In both groups, this profound concept of conveying the divine presence, tamun bekabalas ol machus shamayim mehagadol mimenu. It's hidden within the process of kabalas ol machus shamayim from a greater, either malach or a greater talmid chacham. Kach hamalachim. That's true for malachim. It's also true for the danim who receive smicha. If we add to that, kachatan midim rabbi sem. The same process applies to a talmid receiving from his teacher. Ki loy dai shetamid chacham yikabel ol machus shamayim me'atzmo al tzmo. It's not sufficient that a talmid chacham should accept ol machus shamayim by himself, of himself. Elahu muchach lekabloi meraboy. He has to receive it from his mentor. By becoming a Talmid, הוא מסחבר אל השרשס הגדולה. A person then joins that enormous chain, המקשר עושה לנו משה רבנו מפני הגבורה, that joins us all the way, connects us to משה רבנו, who heard from הקדוש ברוך הוא, והוא מקבל את התורה כצורה עשה. Such a person becomes part of this chain, is now receiving the Torah in its original form, כצורה עשה. הסמיכה, that, to receive the title, אינה אלא גולה סקוטרס. That's the peak, that's the ultimate, השיא שבקבלה הזה, that's ultimate in the process of קבלה. ואם הסמיכה בטלה, even if סמיכה is בטלה, even if you don't have it, and we haven't had it for many centuries, אך שרשרס קבלה, but the chain of tradition, החיה בין רב ותלמיד, that vigorous, vital connection between רב ותלמיד, לא יבטלה ולא תיבטל עולם. Did not become severed, nor will it ever. ותימסר בעזרת השם פנימיוס התורה. With divine assistance, this פנימיוס התורה is handed over to the next generation, וצורסה לאמיתה in its correct original form, מדור לדור עד סוף כל הדורות, for every generation. Even if סמיכה itself, the official title and the powers that come with it, that we don't have anymore, nonetheless, the chain has not been broken. זהו עניין שימוש תלמידי חכמים. That's, in a nutshell, the concept of שימוש תלמידי חכמים. Says the Midrash, קרא ולא ישנה. A person has knowledge of Tanakh, but not no knowledge of Torah שבעל פה, הרי זה עם הארץ. According to this opinion, that constitutes an עם הארץ. קרא ושנה, person has knowledge of Tanakh, אין Torah שבעל פה. ולא ישימש תלמידי חכמים, but he never had this contact and קבלס על מחוש שמיים from a תלמיד חכם, די מקמי שנעלמו ממנו סיסרי תורה. He's still on the outside. Yeah, סיסרי תורה, the deeper elements, the deeper dimensions of Torah are still concealed from him. And in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Zayin, גדול שימושה יויסר מלימודה. The Gemara that describes Elisha Hanavi and how he was the Talmid of Eliyahu, and as we mentioned many times before, the Pasuk in Tanakh does not say that he learned from Eliyahu. It says that he poured water on Eliyahu's hands. He was his personal attendant. And from that, the Gemara tells us, that's a hint in Tanakh, Gadol Shemushah Yaseh Milimudah, that contact that one has is greater than mere learning from a person. Shemush Tamidei Chachamim Yesod Kolali, this idea of being close to a Tamid Chacham, which is the foundation of all growth, Kama Derishas Emes, how great one's imperative to seek the truth needs to be. Kama is batlus, one's ability to be mevatel himself. Kama ahavas bikoiris, a love of criticism, tzricha lekanel belev tamid, needs to rest in the heart of a tamid. Zeh haroitzeh lo rak lilmodeh boi. He wants not only to learn from his teacher, ela gam leshamesh oisoi. It requires certain things, like we said. המעלויס הראשונס ממנחס המעלויס שהתורה נכנס בהן. The very first levels of the 48 levels that the Torah is acquired in Pirkei Avos, in the sixth perek, הן תלמוד ושמיעס האויזן. Those are the very first. Study, of course, and then שמיעס האויזן. We're not talking about literally one's oral, A-U-R-A-L, abilities. We're talking about a person who has good ability to hear. But שמיעס האויזן is more than that. מעלה זוהי, this level means to be a shemeh. Shmi'asos means to force oneself to be a shemeh. Lintoish es ha'teshuka, to forsake that passion le'agid be'atzmoi, or le'chadesh chedushim, to innovate, to say, ve'limtzo kol ha'inyan ve'asipuk b'shmi'as devei ha'rav, and to find satisfaction for that part of one's life in hearing from a greater person, and then being medactic and learning and just finding a satisfaction, not so much in that part of one's life, in innovating and learning and originating, but just to absorb. וכמובן, אין הדברים אמורים בקבלה עיוורס שדיבר. It goes without saying that we're not talking about a blind acceptance of everything the Rav says, אלא בהבנה רחבה ומוקה כמה שאפשר, but rather with as wide and as deep an understanding as possible. Rak talmid vosik ze, only such a talmid vosik, that's an expression from the Gemara, such a talmid vosik, it takes time to do this, ha-meshamesh es raboi kol tzokoi, who associates with his teacher sufficiently, no adios ba samcha b'tera, only such a person is destined to be Bar Samcha, I don't know if there's an equivalent English phrase for it, but reliable. Manoi alu tziriya talmidim. How foolish are young talmidim? He's talking about in yeshiva. Hamistapkim bishmiya shetchis shel shiurim. They make do with a superficial hearing of shiurim. Vesechois musar, the same problem. Latzeis idecho vasam, just due diligence, they attend the shiur. Without an effort to delve into the depth of the matter, and they look for, they anticipate being exempt already as soon as possible from what they consider the yoke of Shmi'as Hashirim. They're just doing it because they have to. Out of this passion to be independent in learning. It has to come, but it has to come at the appropriate time. There's a certain period when a person has to be a mekabel. Bal yashle atzmo yadam bedorei lachshav. A person in our generation should not delude himself into thinking ki lifmiyus ha-teira, that to reach deeper levels of Torah, or afilu lederech limud amitis, or even to reach a true path in learning, or lederech avoida amitis, or a true path in avoidas Hashem, yuchal lagei bli shimush. You can reach it without shimush. He should not delude himself into thinking this. And this is, once again, the author wrote this several decades ago, before that illusion appeared that one can become a Talmid Chacham through all sorts of applications on one's cell phone. It may or may not have value, that technology. But if it's going to mean that a person now pretends that he's just independent, and all he needs is to have the whole of Jewish tradition on his cell phone, and through that become an Oved Hashem, he's making a terrible, terrible mistake. Im bedoreis hakadmoinim heimidu kol hatzlacha b'Torah al shimusha davka. If in ancient generations people understood that all of one's success in Torah is predicated on shimush, bedoreinu alachas kama v'chama. In our generation, it's all the more so, shehasechel amiti chalash, because intellectual ability seems to be much weaker. Hashgiois merubois, just so many mistakes. Vidyasa Torah kitzurasa mu'etes, and knowledge of Torah in its original form is so rare. Talmid shel shemesh kol sukoi, Talmid who did not have that. Afilu yeh rosh yeshiva u'posek alachos, even if it reaches some position as a rosh yeshiva, is paskens alachos, bar samcha b'Torah le'olam yeh. He will not be somebody who is bar samcha, a reliable authority in Torah. Then, וכשהתלמיד המשמש לסבו מגיע לבגרוס בתורה. So this is a few years later. As a Talmid who has this contact with his teacher, reaches maturity in Torah. והוא נעשה ונעשן בה כראוי, he's achieved, he's capable, he's achieved a certain capability. ואף יהיה תלמיד המחכים לסבו, as Chazal describe it, now a Talmid who is a Talmid חבר, perhaps, he's able to not just absorb from his teacher, but also to contribute to his teacher, his machkim esabu, he makes him wiser. Kama ahavas vikor dushal, he still needs a love of criticism. Leatzia chidushav leraboi, to propose chidushim to his rabbi, uliskone levatel dvarav v'derech mashato b'vnei da'as rabo, but to be prepared to have these critiqued. A final point, which is extremely important. Meidach, on the other hand, gam hachikui ha'iver hu chisaron b'shimush talmidei chachamim. Blind emulation is a flaw when it comes to shimush talmidei chachamim. It's going too far. The motto here should be chinuch velo chikui. It doesn't translate well into English. Yeah? Chinuch lo chikui. We're trying to be mechanech ourselves, to develop, to expand, to educate ourselves, not to emulate, not to just blindly parrot. Hashimush chayv leharbois das, velo lema'ata. Shimush must lead to a situation where one's das expands, not contracts. Vechikui novea men yusa das, whereas pure parroting stems from a poverty of das. Ki yesoid hashimush, the foundation of shimush is loy levater b'shim ofen al havana yeshara, never to give up on clear, straight understanding, to understand why the Rebbe is doing what he's doing. The more the Talmid has contact with his teacher, his das should improve, extend, expand, through that context his mind should improve, umislabenes gishase atzmeis levanas atira, his own independent approach to Torah should become more and more solid. That's as far as chinuch. Remember we said at the beginning of this shar that we'll always focus on two points, chinuch and avodah. So we've just finished speaking about the chinuch aspect of it, the changing oneself, developing oneself. Now, ha'avodah shel shimush talmidei chacham mikfulahi. When you come to avodah, it's a twofold avodah. Aleph, minayin ato imer, this is a midrash, she'im shama mipi adam katan shebisrael, that if you heard some dvar Torah, dvar chokhmah, from the smallest among Israel, she'yeh alav kishama mipi chacham, they should treat it as if you heard it from a talmid chacham. Talmud lomah, ashe anochi metzavecha hayom. Some of that pasuk teaches us that point. Furthermore, ve'lo yikishama mipi chacham, elaki mipi chachamim, that when you heard this word of wisdom or word of Torah from this person, it shouldn't be just as if you heard it from a chacham, but from a group of chachamim. Ve'lo yikishama mipi chachamim, elaki shama mipi sanhedrin. You should treat it as if you heard it from the Sanhedrin itself. Ve'lo yikishama mipi sanhedrin, elaki shama mipi Moshe. You should treat it as if you heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Ve'lo yikishama mire'e Moshe. Not only as if you heard it from the shepherd Moshe, elaki mipi hakadosh baruch hu. As if you heard it from Hashem himself. Shenemar Meroye Echad. Pasuk says Meroye Echad, Ve'en Roye Lakadosh Baruch Hu. It's always a hint to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'en Echad Lakadosh Baruch Hu. That's Avodah. Shetigdal Bechinas Advarim Minei Hashemea, Einu Tolui Klal Uchlal B'mish Amaram. To fully appreciate what one's heard should not depend whatsoever on who said it. Hanachon B'shmeas Oizen. So the person's developed that mida in Memches Ma'alois that we mentioned in Perek Vav of Pirkei Avos, Shmi'as Oizen. A person develops that, Yachol Yishma Mipi Katan Shebaktanim. He can hear some insight from the smallest of the small. V'advarim Ya'iru Lo, and the words may come to be as bright Keshema Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzma, as if he heard them from Hashem himself. That's what the Midrash says. Zoi Midas Asherus Mimis Nifla. That leads, it gives one enormous inner wealth. V'avoidah gdola l'elokei Yisrael. It's tremendous avoidah. There's scope here for enormous avoidah to become a shemer. Beis, nifla lirois, it's really wondrous. Keitzad akvu chazal acharei Rabbi Yisrael b'chol elich Yisrael. Ha chazal followed their teachers in all the ways. V'chadru leso chadrei chadarim. They penetrated into the most private rooms. Be'omram, teirahi v'lilmoid ani tzarich. I need to learn the story. It's in Brachos Daf Samech Beis. Rabbi Akiva and others describes there who try to ascertain in the most intimate settings how the rabbis behave because Torah is levon etzer. That's in the days of Chazal. Me'atim ki hayom gedolei hador shefshar shemesh adam kach. Very few are the gedolei hador nowadays that you should, that one would have such intimate contact with. It's very, very difficult. Nonetheless, a person is a true seeker. He will try to ascertain, to investigate the ways of the Israel in all paths of life, not just limited to the way that they learned. Once again, Bardas nizhar me'achikui. Bardas will be careful, beware of parroting, of empty emulation, things that are simply not consistent with his level, the way that I think many mefashim used to put it, the analogy of, you know, a person wearing a suit that is simply not his size, and you have the sleeve dangling, you know, 10 centimeters below your hand. It's ridiculous. So in the same way, a person should not just blindly emulate some hanhaga which is not consistent with his level. I recall once a long time ago, a person who was really a mamasha beginner. He was a Baal Teshuvah, a fresh Baal Teshuvah. He used to come to shul and he's wearing his scruffy jeans and a t-shirt and a gartel. And it just was so inconsistent. You know, the person was just starting. And he's, even the basics, you know, standing there with a garb that wasn't necessarily all that appropriate for a shul, and he's putting on this gartel and making a big scene of it. It's just not hoilemes madagasoi. So mere emulation, just to simply parrot some hanaga that a person has read about or heard about is incorrect. Avalu boines chayav the badas builds his life ala shikul habari, based on healthy judgment. Keitzad yagia ledargas rabui. How is it that over time I want to reach that level? the midos savis nagusa, the midos, the conduct, the accomplishments of my teacher, how to eventually reach it. Adkan.